He said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious for your life, what you will eat, nor yet for your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, they do not sow, they do not reap, they have no warehouse or barn, and God feeds them. How much more valuable are you than birds? Which of you by being anxious can add a cubit to his height? If then you are not able to do even the least things, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They do not toil, neither do they spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if this is how God clothes the grass in the field, which today exists, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? Do not seek what you will eat or what you will drink, neither be anxious. For the nations of the world seek after all of these things, but your Father knows that you need these things. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that which you have, and give gifts to the needy. Make for yourselves purses which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches, neither moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your waist be girded and your lamps burning. Be like people watching for their Lord, when he returns from the marriage feast, that, when he comes and knocks, they may immediately open to him. Blessed are those servants, whom the Lord will find watching when he comes. Truly I tell you, that he will dress himself, and make them recline, and will come and serve them. And if he comes in the second watch, or even in the third, and finds them so, blessed are they. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what hour the thief was coming, he would have watched and not have allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore be ready also, for the Son of Man is coming in an hour that you do not expect him." Peter said to him, "Lord, are you telling this parable to us, or to everybody?" The Lord said, "Who then is the faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord will set over his household, to give them their portion of food at the right times? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord will find doing so when he comes. Truly I tell you, that he will set him over all that he has. But if that servant says in his heart, 'My Lord delays his coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, and to eat and drink, and to be drunk, then the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he is not expecting him, and in an hour that he does not know, and will cut him in two, and place his portion with the unfaithful. That servant, who knew his Lord's will, and did not prepare, nor do what he wanted, will be beaten with many stripes, but he who did not know, and did things worthy of stripes, will be beaten with few stripes. To whomever much is given, of him will much be required, and to whom much was entrusted, of him more will be asked."